Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
To another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast in the Carl Chevrolet Studios. It's episode 101 of Stands and Fits. What's up, man?
Hey, dude. How's it going?
Well, I'm glad I work for Cyclone Fanatic.
we just got done listening to the...
We've been listening to the radio.
And to
like
the radio.
I'm glad that I work for the company that I work for and not the one that we just listen to people talk about on the radio. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And with that, I'm going to say... this week's Cyclone Fanatic Super Patron shout-out goes to Melissa and Tim Harris. Melissa and Tim have been Cyclone fans since they were in the athletic training program at ISU. After moving back to Iowa in 2012, they became football and volleyball season ticket holders and recently got basketball season tickets, too. They followed Cyclone Fanatic for years and told us they know their getting up-to-date, objective, and passionate Cyclone news and stories. Thank you, Melissa and Tim, for your support. As a reminder, if you're interested in becoming a premium subscriber, check out the incentives, including shout-outs and inside information at CycloneFanatic.com. All right, so we got our cheap wine here. What do we got this week?
We do. This is just under $5 from Walmart. It's Beringer White
Walmart
Zinfandel.
Wine.
Yep.
Walmart wine. Haven't had a Walmart wine yet.
So we'll see how this goes. I'll read the back of the label here, too.
It's quite chilled.
It was in the fridge all day at work.
Swirl it.
Yeah, we're real professional. We have a one-man audience in the podcast.
We have a one-man audience today. Got my buddy Buzzy in here. Chilling, watching how the sausage is made.
Yep.
That's okay. It's pretty good.
Yeah. That's kind of got a different aftertaste, actually.
Yeah.
It's a sweet aftertaste. Now, the back of the bottle says...
Oh, don't take a bigger drink of it.
So, on the taste scale, it gives you a taste scale. There's dry, semi-dry, semi-sweet, and sweet. This is basically straight in the middle. So, we should be tasting bursting with juicy red berry and fresh watermelon aromas and lifted by a touch of sweetness. Well, yeah, I just got done saying there's a touch of sweetness.
So here's the comparison I'm going to make. This wine is Jarrett Jack. A little bit of Jarrett Jack is pretty good. You know, you can have Jarrett Jack as your sixth man or your backup point guard.
Yeah.
But a little too much Jarrett Jack and things can get a little out of hand.
So in that same vein, I'll go with Lance Stevenson. That's my comparison.
Okay.
Like you can take him in small doses, but like he gets super annoying if he's just out there forever.
True. We all hated Lance like in 2011.
Yeah. When I was in high school.
Yeah. And when I was in high school too. Yeah. Back in the day when he was playing for the Pacers.
Yep. Blowing on LeBron's ear.
Yeah. No, it's not too bad. It's pretty good. I drank wine in between our last two podcasts.
Wait. What was the occasion?
I don't know.
I just wanted to drink wine.
Yeah.
What kind of wine did you drink?
I went back to our first wine, the Barefoot Moscato.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So you went to Casey's, in other words.
I did. It was still quite good. It was still quite good from when we talked about it on the first podcast.
I'm at least glad that you didn't ruin things by buying the red wine.
Getting a different cheap... No, I would never do that. Like, once we have tried a cheap wine, it's fair game.
The floodgates are open at that point.
Right, it's fair game, but I'm not going to go and distort my palate...
Yeah,
for what we could have for future content.
That's good. If you would have had any other kind of wine, even if it was expensive, I would have felt a little bit cheated on, to be honest.
I didn't cheat on you, so
That's good.
I hope you feel good.
Thank you.
want to give a shout out to our friends at Carl Chevrolet first before we really get going with the podcast. We have quite a bit to cover. I think it's it has been an interesting.
I'll be up front.
Several days.
I'm not overly excited about what we have on the schedule to talk about.
Yeah,
today.
No, this is not an overly exciting conversation to have. But shout out to Carl Chevrolet, CarlChevrolet.com, CarlChevroletStewart.com. If you're looking to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, check them out. Their lot in Ankeny or their lot in Stewart. First things first, we're going to talk Iowa State. Justin Smith announcing his commitment to Arkansas earlier in the day on Monday. And obviously disappointing. Puts a lot of pressure on Iowa State now to kind of land Booth Gotch.
Yes.
That's how you say his name.
One of the better named transfers to come out of this season.
One of the better named transfers, but not getting a guy like Smith is definitely a blow.
Yeah, it's a blow. I don't think he would have instantly made Iowa State a turning team, but he would have been a big pickup just because his level of athleticism, you could say he would instantly become the most athletic player on the team.
Yeah, I think that would be a fair assessment. But I think that if you could get Booth Gotch, that would probably be something you could say about him as well. And he could fill a little bit more of a need as a lead guard.
Yep.
But I don't know, man. I mean,
it came down to Iowa State and Arkansas.
Yeah, it did come down to Iowa State and Arkansas. And Arkansas has got like 9 transfers coming eligible this year. Something ridiculous. It's not 9, but it's a lot of transfers.
Because Eric Musselman's now there.
Yeah, Eric Musselman now is like the new Fred Hoiberg of transfers. Yeah.
I mean, Fred Hoiberg's getting a lot of transfers still, though, too.
Well, yeah, he's – okay, so Musselman took Hoiberg's model to Nevada, and now he's trying to replicate it at Arkansas.
Yeah, because they had those real good teams.
Yeah, they had the Martin twins, and then they had the
– Hollis Cook was out there for a year or two.
Yeah, he was. Did he ever even play?
Yeah, he played.
I thought he was sick or something.
I remember watching him. I don't know if it was necessarily in the NCAA tournament, but he definitely played in a postseason game at some point.
Okay, well, yeah, he was out there as well, but I mean, I think Arkansas, from what I've read, is a borderline probably top 25 team going into the season for a guy like Justin Smith. You know, hard to fault him too much, but now the Cyclones just gotta move forward. All right, so now we gotta move on to the next conversation. I think we've exhausted what we can say there.
Man, this is where the podcast goes downhill.
Yeah, well. And I don't even think it goes downhill. It's just because I do think it's a discussion that needs to be had.
No, it needs to be done. It's just it's not my favorite thing to talk about.
No, I mean, I don't think it's anything.
Anyone's
I can't imagine it's anybody's favorite thing to talk about,
no,
you know?
I know.
Like
I know
if we could sit and analyze baseball, I'd be happy to do that. But as we'll talk about later on, that continues to not be a possibility.
Indeed.
And that conversation is about the allegations made towards members of the coaching staff at the University of Iowa and the whirlwind that was over the weekend as everything kind of started to come together. That was sort of what I was referencing at the beginning of the podcast loosely. If you want to know more about that, you can go and listen to Chris and Ross's show. But the thing to me, and I, full disclosure, I've got a thing that I've written up that I'm going to read later on. But to me, at the end of the day, I got to give props to all those men who have come out and spoken about this because it takes a lot of courage to be willing to do that. And even knowing, well, for one, knowing the backlash that you were probably going to receive, which there has been a lot of and has been disappointing to me. And then knowing too that the people that you're speaking out against are one, people who helped you, you know, in the situation of James Daniels, who was the first one, who helped him reach the NFL and helped put him in a position to be successful in life after college, and you know, to have to turn around and
say
what he had to say, and you know, he had to say it. Like, someone was going to say it eventually, and props to him for being the one that did it.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I'll say too, which I think is a lot of this conversation, if anybody thinks that this is only just the University of Iowa, man, you better be ready, because the floodgates are going to open. This is going to happen in a lot of different places. I truly believe that.
Yeah, and you know, the nice thing is I feel fairly confident in saying that I don't think anyone who's been under Matt Campbell at Iowa State will probably have much to say.
But
I think my fingers.
Yeah, and I would think that at for us to sit here and think that there's never been a problem at Iowa State,
that would be stupid.
Would be stupid to think, you know, and we hope that that's not the case at Iowa State. We haven't heard that that's the case at this point, at least in the football program or anything like that. I've never heard anything along those lines. No one has ever said anything like that. And but I do think you can look at what's happening right now at Utah with the defensive coordinator, who was the screenshots were released of where he was using a racial slur. The coach that's at Clemson right now that had done something similar. This is not going to be the end of this. Iowa might just be the beginning, and it's going to become a big story. But the reality is that these athletes, and it's not even just in college, it's at all levels of athletics. Athletes are more empowered than they have ever been. And they have a way to get their message out more than they have ever been able to do, which is what I will say about the University of Iowa. His response to this that has been good is that now finally those kids have an opportunity to express themselves in the social setting.
Yeah. And I'll add that, like, I don't think the way the entire way that Iowa's responded to this, I don't think it's been perfect by any means.
No.
But I think with how fast, especially Ferentz got his statement out, and, you know, his willingness or seemingly willingness to listen is a big step in the right direction. I think with the way that Chris Doyle came out and kind of basically refuted everything, that seemed very poor taste to me. But I think Ferentz obviously trying to save his own butt in a way, but I think there's some genuine feelings there as well.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's a lot of different layers to this conversation, and some of them it's just like, man, is it even worth getting into it? Because this, we're not an Iowa podcast. And I think the one thing I will say is Chris Doyle made himself look like a jackass by coming out and saying anything. Mm-hmm. And when he put in that his statement that I've been told to keep my mouth shut,
and then turns around
and didn't keep his mouth shut, I was like, well, man, there's probably a reason that they told you to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. And early on in his statement, he said, now is the time, or, you know, something like, now's the time to listen.
Yeah.
And then basically,
And then turned around and completely did not listen.
Exactly.
And that's where I was like, oh boy, you did not help yourself at all right there.
Correct.
And, you know, I could have seen a way that Chris Doyle could have kept his job out of this. I don't know that I necessarily would have agreed with it, but I could see that being a possibility. And I think that that statement basically hammered home the idea that if I was anybody in that program, I'd be like, well, and two, if you are the parent of a recruit, how do you want that guy to, knowing what these players have alleged that he has done, and there's enough of them out there that I find it hard to believe that all of them are lying.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like,
and, you know,
if he, and then when he turns around and he basically calls all the kids liars, like that, I don't want my kid to go and play for that guy.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, racial stuff aside, it sounds like he's just been an asshole, you know, through and through anyway.
He's just a bully, man.
Exactly. So why would you want your son or daughter, or, you know, your son to be there for 4 years and have to go through that?
And this is a thing that I will fully say, I think is a problem, not everywhere and not with every coach, but there are coaches in this country at the high school level, at the middle school level, at every level of athletics that do things like that.
And I think a lot of people would claim it's football culture too.
Yeah, and that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe in 1980.
Yeah, and it just, in 2020, man, it doesn't need to be that way, you know? And I could tell, I'm not going to tell any stories here, but I could tell stories that would fit a lot of, along the same lines. And it just, it's unfortunate because these guys do have so much control over these kids' future, you know? And at the end of the day, they look up to them, and to be demeaned by them would be heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And that's where I heard someone who had either tweeted in or texted in something to Kristen Ross yesterday where they said there's a difference between demanding and demeaning. And there's being demanding in a way to motivate people without attacking their character, attacking who they are as a human being. And then there's being demeaning, which is telling someone with ADHD that they're stupid or that they're an idiot.
Yep.
Or that they need to go and open a book. I have ADHD. Mm-hmm. So when I read something like that, that's really frustrating to me, because I can guarantee you Chris Doyle doesn't know what it's like to live with ADHD when it's untreated. And it is a bitch, dude. It is hard. And the racial things, that stuff just doesn't fly in 2020. It just, and it can't. We can't let it fly. And that's why, you know, when it comes to Kirk Ferentz, I understand that he's probably not in the weight room every single day.
But he should know what's going on, too.
Kirk Ferentz has worked with Chris Doyle for 21 years and has been... They are as close as I think any head coach and strength and conditioning coach in the country from everything that's ever been said.
Mm-hmm.
So...
For
you
Ferentz
know,
to say
I'm,
that
I'm not
going to
say he
yeah.
didn't like he was witnessing it every day, but the idea that he had never heard Chris Doyle say something or something like that, I just find it hard to believe.
Yep.
And I could be wrong, but Kirk Ferentz makes what $4.5 million, I think it is, and I'd have to double check that, but it's a lot of money. Kirk Ferentz is the highest state paid official in the state of Iowa, and if he doesn't know that that's happening in his program, then what are you getting paid so much for?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, to me, when I heard some of his responses and things like that, it's like, man, it's hard for me to take burying your head in the sand and saying I didn't know about it as a credible excuse or a credible response. And I'm going on a rant, but that's just, and I've probably already said more than I even intended to, but that's just what, to me, is kind of frustrating about this as an outsider. Someone yeah. who wants to see this be better for student athletes. And I feel like I've made that clear from the beginning on the when I've been doing this podcast, mm-hmm. when I've been on this writing for this website, that I want things to be better for student athletes. And I have always tried to advocate for them.
Yeah.
And that's where something like that just really gets my blood boiling, man.
Yeah.
And that's what why, like I said, Kirk Ferentz is not going to lose his job. And I'm not calling for Kirk Ferentz to lose his job. I think that Kirk Ferentz is a good man. From the interactions that I have, I mean, very, very, very brief interactions I've ever had with him, and from everything I've ever seen from him, I think that Kirk Ferentz is a good man. But I think that it's time for Kirk Ferentz to sit and look at his organization and realize that there's a way to do it better.
Yeah. Going back to the demanding versus demeaning thing you brought up, I think if you ask Chris Doyle, you know, the key to his success or his methods, he'd probably say that some of that was warranted to get the most out of his players. But I think the question becomes, in return to him, have you ever tried it a different way? You know, like, could you get more out of your players by being demanding versus demeaning?
Well, and can you be demanding without being insulting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, some of those things that those guys are telling stories about are just disgusting. Making people dig through trash cans over a slightly... not empty water bottle
and stepping on kids' toes or their fingers.
Yeah, like some of that, you know. And I was talking to someone and they said, well, he's been there for so long, you know, he just hasn't changed enough. Sure, if that was, and maybe it was okay 21 years ago to do things like that, Chris Doyle should know that it's not okay in 2020.
Yep.
And maybe we're gonna find out that there's a lot of coaches out there who didn't understand that that's not okay in 2020.
And it kind of makes you wonder, like, no one's probably ever told Chris Doyle that that's not okay.
Yeah.
And that goes back to a thing that's what's wrong about the Iowa football staff.
Well, yeah, and that's where it goes back to, again, I got to give these kids props. And I mean, none of them are kids. These men props, because they finally were the ones who stood up. And that's badass. You know, and I guess we'll see what comes of it. But like I said, I have a hard time thinking that Chris Doyle is going to still be the strength and conditioning coach at the University of Iowa when all this is said and done.
Yeah, I mean, again, the main part that I would focus on as being negative going forward if Chris Doyle were to be retained would be the recruiting side of things.
Yeah.
That's such an easy negative recruiting for any other team going against Iowa.
Right. Right. All right. Do you have anything more you want to add?
Not really. I think we hit on the overall arcing things.
All right, so I got something that I just want to say, and I want to add to. I'm probably going to make some people mad. And if you get mad at what I'm about to say, honestly, I don't really care. But I don't want you to get mad at Fitzy, because this is all me right here. So over the last 2 weeks, you know, I've been having a real hard time finding the words to address everything that's happening in our country right now. I'm gonna get fired up, but
go ahead,
that isn't because I don't have an opinion. I definitely have an opinion, but I understand the reality that I am a big goofy white guy from Southwest Iowa. I do not understand what it's like to grow up as a black man or woman in the United States of America. Never gonna understand that. So in trying to find the words to come on this podcast, I turned to one of my friends of color and I decided to listen. I listened to him explain how his perspective has been formed. I heard the pain in his voice as he talked about what we just got done talking about. And the idea that black student athletes could not be themselves in our state because of comments made towards them or rules placed on them that limit their ability to express themselves as themselves. And I truly admire the courage it took for them to stand up and speak their truth. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could speak out against a system like that. And it's now on all of us to sit down and shut the hell up and listen. Listen to them and admire that courage it took for them to start talking. And I realize now that I can't sit on the sidelines anymore, because it's time for our country to change. There are some words I heard on Sunday. Ironically, I was watching NASCAR. Mike Joy brought this up. And they had a really powerful effect on me, and I think they should have a powerful effect on everybody who calls this country home. This quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Those words written in 1776 by a group of brave, but certainly imperfect men who declared their desire for independence have never felt more important to me than they do right now. For nearly 250 years, we have not truly lived by those words that our nation was founded upon. And we have long since passed time for that to stop. If you're one of those people who believes systemic racism does not exist in our country, then get your damn head out of the sand. Stop living in your own little bubble in which your reality is the only one of any importance, and start listening. Turn to a person of color and ask them to try and help you understand their perspective. Don't try to argue with them. Listen and allow yourself to try and see the world in a way where there is more than just your reality. And then ask, what can I do? How can I be a part of the change? And I want to add, it's also important that you're proactive to educate yourself even further. The information is out there. One thing I'd suggest is the documentary The 13th, which is available right now on Netflix, and it is powerful. I watched it again over the weekend, and it had me shaking. I believe our nation's coming to a flashpoint moment. Shoot, we're probably already there. And I think at the end of the day, we can all come out of this better than we were before. And we can get one step closer to becoming the nation that our founding fathers wrote about in 1776. We're humans, and we're not perfect, and we're probably never going to be. But if a lot of us would just shut up and listen for a change, we can start moving closer to the more perfect union that the people declared it would be when we ratified the United States Constitution in 1788. As we try to do this, remember those words that could be the most important ever written by an American. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We all know them, we've all learned about them, and the men that wrote them. But now it is time for all of us to truly stand up, start living by them, and start to build ourselves a system that truly operates under them. People like me can only do that, can only help with that if we start by doing one thing, and that's to listen. And then we can all start to talk about ways to make this place better and make it a truly perfect union for all people. We'll be right back on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Welcome back to Stands and Fits on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Time for Hot and Not. You can go first.
All right, my hot this week. Back in my hometown of Albia, there's a petition going around. And as you know, petitions are so powerful, always get answered by everyone. There's a petition going around, mainly signed by a lot of moms.
We got a lot of Karens in Albia?
A lot of Karens. To open the Albia, the Monroe County Aquatic Center. And this is my hot this week just because I think it's hilarious that, like, basically all these moms
have
been...
For one, it is getting hot. We need the pool. It's getting hot. I can see where Karen's coming from.
I mean, I get it, but at the same time, it's totally the method that Karens just want to pawn off their kids for 6 hours a day. You know, it's like, especially after having to watch their kids an extra 2 months with COVID going around, it's like these moms are ready to get rid of their kids. Mm-hmm. So they're just going to, you know, do whatever they can to get this pool open.
Right.
And I just think that's hilarious.
Definitely. That is really funny. Just imagine that someone was like, we should start a petition.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's change.org.
Yeah,
we'll get this done.
Yeah, the president of the United States is going to comment on this eventually.
What's the response been to the petition? How many signatures do we have?
I looked yesterday, and last I saw, I think it was like 700 or something like that.
Well, I think they need to get like 1,000 to get it on some sort of amendment or like a vote or something. So
well, I think I
butchered that, but
at one point I know the official one that like supposedly were to go to the president of the United States, that requirement had gone up to 100,000, I believe, last I knew. So I mean, it's never going
to
get.
Wait,
that
they were
far.
Trying to get it to the president of the United States to open the pool.
But like, what there was what's the site that
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Do declare.
The Monroe County Aquatic Center
open. He'll come to open the gates himself.
Yeah, he can cut the ribbon.
Yeah, there we go.
With the big scissors.
Yeah, good luck, citizens of Albia. My hot this week is RTJ4, the new album from Run the Jewels. I wrote here, perfect album at the perfect time. I highly suggest that everybody goes and listens to it. It is very good.
So I saw this. You made this document in the morning. I did go ahead and listen to a few of these songs on this pod or on the album.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed them. I especially enjoyed the one with Pharrell and Zach De La Roca from Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Killer. I'm a big Killer Mike guy.
Yeah. It was good.
Definitely. Yeah. I highly suggest everybody goes and listens to it. What's your not?
My not. So for the last 3 days now, my internet has been out. And this is especially a pain point for me who has a wife who is addicted to television. So, you know, we're cord cutters. We don't actually have cable. So we get all of our television through Hulu.
Okay.
So since we don't have internet, my wife cannot watch any television. And she's the kind of person that, like, she'll put on a TV show and do whatever else she needs to do while TV's playing in the background. And she can't function.
Can't she, like, put it up on her phone or something?
Well, like, we don't have unlimited data, so that's the issue.
Oh, man. Come on. Can you get into the 21st century,
I'm a cheapo.
Please?
I'm a cheapo, dude.
Okay.
I'm not going to pay an extra
No TV,
bucks
no unlimited internet. Like, what do you have?
I have more money
You don't have HBO. We've talked about this before.
Well, yeah, I don't have HBO. I've paid up for Disney Plus, and again, like, I have Netflix. I'm not living in the dark ages, but I'm just a cheapo.
When is your internet? Well, let me guess who you got your internet through?
MediaCom. It's either MediaCom or CenturyLink, right?
It's crooks.
We've talked about terrible.
My arch nemesis, my mortal enemy, MediaCom.
Yeah, so I'm dealing with a very anxious wife, and it's unfortunate. Like, because we've even talked about going out and buying, like, a 1980s radio. You know, it's just like a radio that plays the radio. You know,
I like how you said a 1980s radio.
Well, that's what you think.
As if they don't still exist in 2020.
Oh, I know, but like, you know what I mean. Like
tell her to go sit in the car and listen to the radio.
Every smart device can play the radio now. Like, it seems archaic to go out and get a radio for the radio. You know,
sure.
Like, the only reason I would own an actual radio today is if there were like a tornado warning and I needed to keep updated.
Yeah, just go and get a weather radio, bro.
Yeah, a weather radio. Exactly.
There you go. That's really funny.
Anyway,
tell her to read a book.
Not
the Harry Potter books
She'll read books.
This is real, real controversial.
She'll read books with the TV on in the background.
How can you do that?
Trust me.
If I read a book, I have to read in silence.
Women are multitaskers, dude. We don't understand this as men, but women.
My brain is very simple-minded.
Yeah, exactly. Mine too.
Can only focus on one thing at a time.
Yep.
My not this week is baseball, as they're continuing. I feel like I've been out on baseball now, so now I'm just taking advantage of every opportunity I have to continue crapping on it.
I feel like baseball was your not like two podcasts ago.
It has been.
But it deserves to be.
It just stays the not.
Yeah.
Well, and the funny thing is, like, so I was with Sean Roberts this weekend. Sean Roberts, one of the biggest baseball fans I know. Sean Roberts is out on baseball. Like, I think that the biggest baseball fans out there are even just like, man, screw this. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not even worrying about it anymore. And that's where, I mean, I told you whenever that was that we talked about that, that they're going to have a crisis as bigger probably than 1994 even was.
Yeah.
In trying to get fans back and to try and regain their status inside of the American sports, what would that be?
Pantheon
or pathology. I don't know. Whatever word that is.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a real uphill climb.
Yeah. I mean, baseball has already been declining in popularity.
Right.
Especially over like the last decade or so.
Well, yeah. And that's where they lost so many casual fans that then now all of a sudden you're going to piss the diehards off too. Good luck.
Yep.
I mean, what are you going to have left?
the KBO.
Yeah. Everybody's going to become a passionate fan of the KBO. Did you see the KBO had the stuffed animals sitting behind home plate?
Yes. Fantastic move by them.
Yeah. That was pretty funny. But baseball's got to come back and play, man. If they're getting to be probably about a week and a half or 10 days, 10 days to 14 days away from where they're not going to be able to beat basketball back. And if they can't beat basketball back, then they are in a real bad spot.
Yeah, because everyone will prefer basketball over baseball at that point anyway.
Well, and when basketball starts on July 31st, think what else is going to be starting at that point. College football fall camp's about to be starting. The NFL preseason will be getting ready to start.
Yep.
Baseball's going to fall onto the back burner real quick because there's going to be a lot of people that are like, I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
Like, they had 2 months to get and be in the center stage, and they didn't do it.
Like, I'd say I'm a pretty big baseball fan, but if college football, NFL, NBA were all on, I'd watch all three of those things before I'd watch baseball.
Yeah, exactly. And the only way I'd ever watch, like, if they're playing the NBA Finals the second week of October, and you're saying, okay, are you going to watch the World Series or are you going to watch the NBA Finals?
NBA Finals.
Right. Good luck.
Yeah.
Sorry. And if I was the NBA and the MLB's like, hey, we should try and stagger these games, I'd be like, screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are done. All right, we're going to do some would you rathers. You got between 1 and 100.
2.
Would you rather have more time or more money? More time is a time is a man-made construct. So dude, yeah, you would. Well, I guess money is too.
Well, the whole point of having more time would be to make more money anyway. So of course, I'd rather just have more money without having to work for it.
But you know what they say: more money, more problems.
No. Whoever said that was poor.
Wasn't that Biggie who said that? It was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Biggie is poor compared to a lot of other people.
Not poor.
Who are more rich than him?
Well, Biggie is. Biggie tragically passed away.
He wrote that to connect
you're
with the poor
a lot
people.
Of, you're saying a lot of things.
Yeah, you're right.
You're just,
I'm not up in the rap like you, so.
All right, what's your...
We'll do 34.
Okay. Would you rather have a cook or a maid? That's a pretty good one.
That is a pretty good one, actually.
That's a pretty good one. I don't know. I think I'd rather have a maid, honestly. I can cook for myself.
Yeah, I think you're right, because
does the maid do my dishes?
Not only can you cook for yourself, but you can just go out to eat and stuff too.
Right.
Whereas you can't, like, the maid takes care of something that no one likes to do, which is clean their house.
Right.
So yeah, I'd go with the maid.
I think
as well.
That's the move. I'll give you I'm gonna make an executive decision. I'm gonna say you're gonna do number 8, and then I'll give you one more choice.
Okay.
Would you rather meet George Washington or the current president?
Boy, that's a toughie. Let me think about it. Yeah, everyone knows the answer to that question.
All right, what do you want now?
Let's check 69. I feel like we have to check it.
Nice.
We probably done it at one point.
Would you rather be gossiped about or never talked about at all?
Oh, gossiped about. Obviously.
Definitely. You don't.
Who cares? Like, I mean,
you don't got fans if you don't got haters, bro.
Yeah, exactly. If people are talking about me, then at least I did something noteworthy.
All right. Well, we
didn't finish our
for the
freaking wine.
First time we have epically failed and not
Dude,
finishing
we had,
our
we had
wine.
To, we had to chug this real fast. You realize that, right? Like, there's not that much left. We can
I will
do
say
this.
That I think this will be considerably easier for me than it will be for you.
Chugging?
Yeah. I just know you.
It's not gonna be that hard. Good grief. All right. Half to me, half to you.
Yeah, that's cool. It's like a shot.
I know, it's not that much.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Say, just pour it up.
I'm a fair guy.
Whatever. Cheers.
That's pretty close.
Cheers. We got it done. Talk to y'all in 2 weeks. Peace.